News. Llandudno Centre temporary closure. Hopefully by now you will have received a letter from our Chief Executive Adrian Bell informing you about the temporary closure of the Llandudno Centre. Following a recently completed building survey that confirmed issues surrounding safety, we made an informed decision to temporarily close the Llandudno Centre on Monday 25th March, so the maintenance work can be done as quickly as possible. We'll post regular updates on the temporary closure of our Llandudno Centre of Wellbeing on the veterans area of our website at blindveterans.org.uk/member and the Blind Veterans UK Llandudno Centre of Wellbeing Facebook group. The Llandudno Centre hospitality team continue to work 24/7 at the centre. They are available to answer any questions you may have over the phone on 01492 868 700 or by email at llandudnobookings, that's all one word, at blindveterans.org.uk. Please call our member support hub on 01273 391 447 should you have any general support inquiries or equipment needs while the centre is closed. Lynn and Chris run from Ovingdean to Rustington. One of our staff members at Rustington, Lynn Allen, and her husband Chris completed a mammoth run from the former Brighton building to the Rustington Centre of Wellbeing, raising money for Blind Veterans UK. A welcoming reception comprising Rustington Centre of Wellbeing residents Nancy and Margaret, Chris's parents and all of Lynn's colleagues from the centre, were there to cheer them over the finishing line. Despite a temperature of just 10 degrees Celsius, and running mostly along the coast into the light headwind, Lynn and Chris covered 23.67 miles in a very respectable 4 hours 49 minutes. Once they'd caught their breath, they went on to enjoy a lovely lunch and some well-deserved refreshments at the centre. If you're inspired by Lynn and Chris's incredible efforts and would like to devise a challenge of your own to fundraise for the charity, please get in touch with fundraising, that's all one word, fundraising at blindveterans.org.uk. Don't get caught out by fake toilet keys. A radar key, also known as NKS key, is a blue and silver coloured key that opens more than 10,000 disabled toilets across the UK. Used by some 400 local authorities, they allow disabled people access to locked, accessible toilets. Before radar locks were introduced, many establishments locked the accessible toilet themselves, which meant that disabled people could only use the toilet on request. There were also cases where the key couldn't be located by the staff member on duty. Fortunately, the introduction of the NKS meant disabled people could now use the toilet without having to ask someone if they could be let in. Disabled toilets that need a radar key to access them can be found in a variety of UK locations, including train stations, shopping centres, cafes, airports and supermarkets. Most local authorities will sell or give you a radar key, or you can buy one online. According to Disability Rights UK, if you do decide to buy your radar key online, you will be faced with many different websites selling them. Although they claim to be genuine, you need to make sure it's the official N&C FlexiCare key, so do be careful you don't get caught out. Radar keys can be purchased at a large range of outlets, including Disability Rights UK and the Blue Badge Company. And if you are a disabled person, you should be able to buy the key VAT-free. Radar keys cost about £5, but some local authorities give them away free of charge. Egg Watch at Rustington. Spring was in the air at our Rustington Centre just after Easter, as 8 incubating eggs that were being hosted there started to hatch. The eggs were brought to the centre as part of a new wellbeing project for members and residents. Petting small animals like chicks has been proven to reduce stress and mitigate feelings of isolation, which can be common with sight loss. The delightful sound and touch of a little chick can't fail to put a smile on most faces. Nancy, one of our permanent residents, was clearly over the moon to learn about the eggs project, and even more excited when she heard the eggs had hatched. In fact, the whole experience brought back childhood memories for her as she recalled, "Ooh, chicks. It reminds me of my father and when I lived on a farm before the war. We had hens and chicks, and I remember 20 hatching in one day with no mother. They went into an incubator too." Once the chicks had hatched, they were moved from the incubator to a temporary nursery pen and enjoyed by everyone who saw them. They were eventually adopted by a member of staff.